Welcome back. So we're going to be going over the forward fold, and not just in a way of improving your hamstring length, but actually tapping into the nervous system, because this is something that we forget a lot. And here's the thing, if your body's not used to bending forward, or it feels like it doesn't feel safe going forward, your hamstrings end up pulling, and naturally you're like, I don't have a lot of range, I can't go forward. But what is actually happening is that your body is protecting you. It's saying, we don't feel safe going forward, so we're naturally gonna have a little pull so that you can't go forward very much. And really, you might have adequate hamstring mobility, or you might just need to relax in your system, okay? So we're gonna practice how to do that and how to improve your spinal mobility to actually allow you to bend forward and touch your toes. So I want you to try this with me. Okay, so we're gonna come here, and all we're gonna do is work on a simple little hip hinge right now. And what that means, I'm gonna unlock my knees just a little bit, place my hands on my hips, and now I'm going to think of taking these hip bones forward into my thighs. So I'm gonna stick my booty out, take my hip bones down and forward as much as I can until I feel a stretch into my hamstrings, and then come back up. Hip bones down and forward, stretch, and come back up. And I'm just gonna go into that about 5 to 10 times. Just taking the hip bones forward and coming up. Forward and up. Great. Next one we're gonna do is practicing getting into that spinal segmentation. So that means one vertebrae at a time, I wanna practice allowing it to release nice and slowly down so that I learn how to actually bend forward and I teach my body and my brain it is safe, okay? So you might not feel comfortable with your feet all the way together. That's okay, separate them a little bit. Now what I want you to do is just nice and gently take that chin down toward your chest and then really gently you're gonna start to peel down the spine. So I want you to think neck, and then upper back, and then a little bit down from there. You can unlock the knees just a little bit, coming down, all the way down until you feel like it's into your low back, and then you just come right back up. One vertebrae at a time, nice and slowly, and then your head is the last thing to come up. Ooh, hair's crazy. So we're gonna try that again. Coming down, chin. Unlock the knees just a little bit until you feel it's into your low back. And then start from tailbone down. Let it roll up one vertebrae at a time until you come all the way back up. Now I want you to increase that movement just a little bit. So you're gonna go a little bit faster. So chin down, reach. And then come back up, and again, chin down, reach, and come back up, okay? So now we just increase that spinal segmentation you've got your body used to. How does it roll forward, okay? Next one now, we're gonna kind of activate that core. So now we roll through the back, but now how do we activate the front to almost like pull us forward? So practicing pulling forward. So here, you're just gonna unlock your knees again, take your hands onto your thighs, and you're gonna do a good little push and think of pulling that belly button up and in. So you're gonna breathe out and relax. Come down a little bit more, breathe out and relax. Think of pulling that belly button up and in, breathe out. And you're just gonna continue to walk down your legs as much as you can. Walk down a little bit more. Walk down more, and then come back up. Try that all one more time, okay? Now, I want you to put it all together. So we're gonna roll down our spine, we're gonna let those hips fall forward, and we're gonna allow those abs to pull us down to the floor too. So it's kind of fun if you checked your forward fold first, and now we're gonna check it on the way after, okay? So now we're going to allow that spine to roll down, pull from the abs, hip bones come forward, and all of a sudden, we are much closer to the ground without having to do anything to the hamstrings. Thanks for watching, guys. I hope you're enjoying it. Don't forget to like and comment below to let me know what you think, and subscribe so you don't miss any in the future.